Simon Reish Peivav Sif Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. The halacha is like Atchila, one is supposed to daven Musaf before Zayin Shoyis. Gemara says Simon daven after daven Zayin Shoyis, Musaf after Zayin Shoyis, and Mikri Poisheyam. So the whole handle in the Heintike Poiskim, what's the story of some chaser in these other days, that you're not a Poisheyam, just that's how long it took to get there. But you got up at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever time it was, and you didn't get to Musaf till afterwards. Is that considered preshe or not? Some might say there's la halacha mevurin tivdalin, what to do if you get to a time where it's already shas mincha, whether or not you're supposed to be makt mincha to musaf or musaf to mincha. That's some pashas should be makt mincha to musaf al tzad v'shein atonim. However, the Mishabura says, the Mechaber brings down that according to some shittas, you never do it b'tzibur, you always do it in order, and that's how we're firzach, like the Aruch HaShem says. And not only that, even when you're doing it at your own house, if there's no reason why you have to daven mincha now, then we don't have to daven tazvish and tazvish. Tazvish and tazvish is when you have two things you have to do now. You have daven musaf and mincha. For example, you're having a big suda, and you're not allowed to have the big suda before you daven mincha. So merely you have to daven musaf and mincha first. However, a regular suda Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, is not considered a big suda, and therefore generally when a person, or suda zantif, is not considered a big suda, only sudas nesuin, sudas bismila, is, aside from that, a regular Yontif Shabbos is not considered a big suda. Therefore, generally, when a person is davening Musaf and Mincha, it's not because he has to daven Mincha, it's just because it's more convenient to daven Mincha. Therefore, in such a case, we wouldn't be makdim Mincha to Musaf. And I think, for the most part, the Aruch HaShulchan says, lo yishamanu anywhere, that anybody's makdim Mincha to Musaf. In any case, always you go Musaf to Mincha. The Shabbos, person at home, that's not as pashit. It's betzibur. Certainly, that's the fear that we do musaf before mincha. The question is at home. I think there are some people that are maybe naive. Not that way. I think the pashtus is to do musaf and mincha. First you do musaf, then you do mincha. It's very common with women. So shaz is bachlal. Maybe they're not even machuiv in musaf. It says that kol yachad v'yachad. It's a base. It says that kol yachad v'yachad is chayv in musaf. It's a shaz whether or not women are chayv in musaf. The fact says no. It's a mitzvah of mangrama. You're not chayv. Or they say you are like other davening. Lamaisa, if they want to daven, they could daven. Even though they're saying Shem Hashem, it's the tefillah they could. You're not saying a shirkei dishonu b'mitzvosav, which is the big handle around. For the most part, women I think do daven musaf. The Be'er Lacha clears about davening early in the morning. Maybe it's not kedai to daven musaf early in the morning. Certainly, the minig is even if a person does the seeking, he davens musaf right away afterwards. Now, the halacha is, what's the halacha if somebody wants to eat in between Shacharis and Musaf? I had a friend who was a Balkari, and one week he was not feeling well, and he threw up right after Shemar Nesrei. So he wanted to go take a drink. Shalaz, what does he have to do? Does he have to make Kiddush? Is he allowed to take a drink? Once you daven Shacharis, you're ready mechuyev to make Kiddush. If you don't have Kiddush, if you don't have anything to make Kiddush on, the Mishnah Berurah says you can use your Kiddush, your wine from Kiddush, as your Kiddush from Mokam Suda. If you have Kiddush, you don't have food, then you can use your wine as Kiddush Mokam Suda. Lechatchila, you should drink an additional revias to the Kiddush that you're having. Mishnah Berurah says clearly over here, if you do not have additional revias, then you could have the revias, the kais that you're using for Kiddush, you could just have one revias, that's enough. That's what you should do, lechatchila, to be able to the dinner of Kiddush Mokam Suda. If your mom is stuck, then it's the chur before in the Mishnah Berurah that b'shas l'chak, if you don't have Kiddush, then you could have peiris or something else, even without making musaf. The guy's mom is stuck and doesn't have Kiddush, and he has got a lane, and v'chulu. The Rav told him to run home actually and make Kiddush. But that's what he did. But if you'd be really stuck, then you'd be glad to have a little food, even without peiris or kedem, but without Kiddush. That's with that. One last halacha with regard to musaf. This is not exactly clear how the Mishnah Berurah goes, and that is what happens if it gets very late. You're stuck with 10 minutes, not 10 minutes, 6 minutes to shkia. 10 minutes, you can probably get them both in. 6 minutes to shkia, and you didn't daven musaf or mincha. The shaila is, which one do you daven? You can't daven both of them before shkia. What do you do? So do you say tader mishena tader kredim, you daven mincha, and you don't worry about musaf, and you lose musaf? Or do you say no? Musaf doesn't have tashlumin. Once you missed it, over you may bato kabare. As opposed to mincha, you can be mashlamit. So the mindset of the Mishnah Berurah is soifim. Imu samach la'erev eilei shoyis l'spal shtein yispal al musaf. The mincha yishlei tashlumin ba'aretz. That's how he passes. Mashen gimu musaf. And then he brings down b'sefer dagum or vavar chaylik alav mirushalmi shemefurish lepech. He can't be chaylik on mirushalmi. V'chein hikshay alav b'sefer b'is mer. V'chadush shagir v'kimegir miyashma b'delechik. So we say to him that you do musaf and you were and Mincha you'll be Mashlim. Then he brings down Yishalmi, that's not the way. Then he brings down Kivigas Miyashim Adechik, and that's the end zone. How does he pass the level of Maisa? So someone to say for the fact that he stays him at the beginning, that's the way that we go. And the Maisa, that's the way that Rav of the Pais of Rav Shofanim brings down the Magan Avram, Kipshutai. That's how many, many Paiskim Chayodim, and a lot of other Paiskim, they go the Maisa. That's what one should do. Since Lamaisa Mincha has Tashlumin, Musaf does not have Tashlumin, Davin Musaf, and Mincha, you'll be Mashem afterwards, after Davin Mar, then you'll be Dashmin, Mincha, and you'll be able to Mekayim all the Tvilos, just maybe not all the right time, but at least you'll have all the Tvilos, as opposed to Davin Musaf before, and you won't have all the Mincha before, and you won't have all the Tvilos.